This is Jim Wenger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Washington, Kansas, speaking with Neil Beckemeyer. Neil, how did your wheat harvest go so far?
Well, it's been slow going. We started about almost a week and a half ago, and we've just been getting showers here and there, and we've been trying to get wheat harvest done in two-day increments. We're about a third done. This last couple days we were going through standing water, and it's been slow going, but very good yields.
How much rain did you get here?
Oh my goodness, we've had last few weeks I can't even remember how much rain we've gotten. We've probably gotten at least 6-7 inches right around here in the area. There was a 3-inch rain, an inch rain, another inch rain, just keeps coming.
Well, I know some areas that would like to share that, but and you'd probably like to give them a little right now.
Yeah, maybe just a little we'd give some.
But always thankful for the rain, but it would be nice if things would clear out. How long would it take before your harvest would be done if you had some good weather?
Oh, we probably... if we had good weather, it'd probably still be another 6 days because the wheat's so good. Probably 5-6 days.
Well, you said the wheat's good. What do you mean by good?
Well, we haven't harvested anything under 100 bushel so far. I don't know if I want to say my top end. I don't know if anybody believe it. So, but there's a lot in the 120s. So.
That's pretty incredible. What do you attribute that to?
I attribute it mostly to our fertility program, and we probably fertilize twice as much as everybody else does, and we pay more attention to the varieties and seeding and stuff like that. Just treat the whole crop more like corn instead of like we used to with wheat.
Have you noticed any of the new varieties doing pretty well?
You know, as far as new varieties, last few years we've stuck with the old varieties. We've had such poor wheat in the last couple years that, it was hard to evaluate new varieties. So the varieties that are doing well, like Wolverine and Valiant, they've been around for a while, and just because of the freeze and the drought in the last few years, it's been hard to evaluate those newer varieties.
Now you said do more fertilization and probably spraying and so forth. Is it a program that you've had in place for years?
Yeah, we've probably started about 12 years ago. Is about when we started learning more about wheat and started paying attention to it more and ramping up our fertility program. So yeah, we've been doing it for over a decade.
And as that has gone on, have you seen yields continue to improve every year?
Well, with wheat, it's up and down. It's hit and miss. So overall, on the 5-year average, yeah, absolutely. It just keeps climbing. But it's year to year. Like, you get these years that's real tremendous, and some years you can get a drought. And
well, like you said, the last couple of years really have not been very good. They've had some bad yields pretty well across the central to western part of the state. But this year, as you were indicating, is an exception to maybe even what you've seen in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be records set here this year, that's for sure.
What about test weights? Has the quality been good?
Quality has been great as far as test weight. Test weight has been, our highest yielding stuff had 65 test weight. That's kind of variety dependent. We're in some varieties where it's 60 test weight, and with this rain, it's just going to keep dropping the more rain we get on it. But as far as protein, we had you know, it's below 12 protein. We're about 11.5 protein, which is expected with a high yield.
And I would guess you're pleasantly surprised with where you ended up this year so far.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're very happy.
Well, hopefully you can get back in the field in another week or so. How, as far as the quality, do you think that's deteriorating any with all these rains?
Yeah, the test weight drops with the rains. That's to be expected. But hopefully we had a lot of that 65-pound test weight out there so we could drop a little bit off of it and still be okay.
Thank you, Neil. I've been visiting with Neil Beckemeyer at Washington, Kansas. This is Jim Wigger.